The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race programme at Dundalk on Wednesday evening, November the 1st. Usually we're treated to Dundalk on just a Friday, but we've got a bit of a bonus for you as we've got 8 races to get stuck into on this Wednesday evening. The highlight of the night probably comes via the 6:40, where we've got a very competitive mile handicap, in which 14 runners, as always, go to post there. Full compliment, of course. My nat runs in the 7:40. I do think that horse will take a bit of beating there. And we conclude with two tricky-looking mile-and-a-half handicaps at 8:10 and 8:40, respectively. But we are beginning with a maiden to start off with, over 6 furlongs. Not a particularly strong race either. Shinkan Princess is the favourite here. And she's had plenty of chances to get ahead in front, but I wouldn't totally poo-poo her claims here tonight, I must admit, because it is such a weak race, and she's definitely got the speed figures and the form to be very competitive in a race of this modest nature. The last time she ran here, she was third in day two. Betty Locke, who of course has gone on to run really well in very good handicaps and indeed listed company on her last two starts. So she was up against a good standard of opponents on that occasion, and two soft ground runs in the interim at Down Royal and Tipperary haven't been too bad either. So I do think she's a worthy favourite on balance. However, if you're looking for a good each-way alternative, then perhaps Peace Officer's worth another go. This horse has been slightly disappointing, it has to be said, not to get its head in front, but has run with a little bit of credit on its first couple of starts here at Dundalk, over a mile and 7 furlongs. And probably, in hindsight, the trip has probably just been stretching this gelding by Colonel John, as he's loomed up to challenge and looked the most likely winner on both occasions, only to fade in the latter stages. Pat Smullen, of course, who's trying to chase Colin Keane down, that'll probably be in vain, but he's got a good chance here on Edwin Lydham's 4-year-old. So I do think if you're playing this race, maybe you want to look towards Peace Officer each way as a safer bet with the three places on offer. On to the second race then, and we've got a 7 furlong maiden to deal with here. We've got a couple of unraced horses that are prominent in the market, which makes life very difficult for punters. We've got a filly by Tia Filio called Vivanite from the Mickey Halford Stud, but it's not often that Mickey has favourites in these kind of events, so we'll definitely keep a BDR on the market there to see how it transpires throughout the course of the morning. And we've also got Foreign Secretary as well, a colt by Galileo from the A&R Bryan Stud, with, of course, Derby-winning jockey Podraig Beggy on board. There's been a little bit of money for that this morning, so that also is worth bearing in mind. Of the ones who've already had a run, well, I do quite like Keith Clark's horse, Aisling Secret. I thought she ran a blinder first time out, and what's turned out to be quite a decent little maiden here back on the 22nd of September, won by Jessica Harrington's Chris Star. But back in the field was a couple of horses who've gone on to Frank the Form subsequently, the 4th Crispin, and the 7th horse home, Shalala from the Joseph O'Brien stable have both gone on to be victorious subsequently. So she actually ran to a decent standard on that occasion, and given that she's got a good draw with fitness and experience under her belt here at the track, I do think Aisling Secret each way this morning ran about 10-12-1 is the percentage call there in race number 2. On to race 3 then, which is the first of the competitive handicaps here this evening. We've got a 7 furlong apprentice contest coming up at 6:10, and quite a few old favourites are in the lineup here, such as Try Again, Bubbly Bellini, and old Shabra Emperor, who seems to have been around literally forever. In fact, he's run here amazingly 57 times, so he probably feels as though he knows this track better than most. Of the ones who are in reasonably good shape at the moment, coming in good form, then probably Bruisebreaker would be the one I'd look towards here. This 5-year-old trained by Damien English has run pretty respectably in his last two starts. He was fourth behind Bankhead Gary on the 20th of October. Then I actually thought he ran really well last week in what amazingly turned out to be the fastest furlong per furlong time on the card, which is quite incredible for a race of the nature of what it was. I think it was a 0-65, and He finished third behind a horse called Chicago School, who came from another postcode to get up in the latter stages. But this horse, who was always on the speed in that particular event, kept on quite willingly all the way down the lane. And I've got a feeling that tonight could well be his night, because as I say, I don't think it's a particularly strong contest. He's got a reasonable middle draw, which I think is definitely the place to be here at Dundalk at the moment. Anything drawn too close to the inside rail tends to swing off the home turn and run down the far side rail where the unfavoured ground is, which is not always ideal. So nicely berthed here tonight with good solid numbers behind him of late. Blues Breaker makes plenty of each way appeal around about the 5-1 mark in race number 3. On to the fourth race then, which is the best race on the card, quality-wise anyway. And the one I like here is the very consistent John S. from the Conor O'Dwyer Stab. This three-year-old has taken a shine to this all-weather venue right from the very get-go, really, to be honest. He finished placed on his first three starts, and he finally got off the mark back in May when winning the 7-furlong maiden quite comfortably. Decent runs on the turf are followed in the interim, and off the back of a bit of a break, he bounced back to his very best form when he chased home Atlas. Well, I say chased home, he actually got headed by Atlas in the latter stages, but either way, it was still a good run because Catchyman, who's a very solid and reliable form guide, was back in third. Plenty of other horses that were in behind here tonight, rear pose, but I can't really see him turning the form around with his three-year-old, who is a very uncomplicated type. He likes to race nicely on the speed, and with Kevin Manning on board and a nice draw, it's hard to see John S. not at least finishing in the frame here, so he makes sense to back him each way around about the 4-1 mark this morning. On to the 7-10 then, and there's another strong bet here in the shape of She's Diesel, who was hugely unlucky for the podcast here last time when seen on the 13th of October, when getting a pretty sort of like lackadaisical ride, one could call it, from Oisin Oars. He never really kind of put this horse into the race. He sort of let the first part of the race drift through his fingers a little bit and found himself with only one horse behind it turning for home. However, she did almost get the jockey out of jail by finishing off her race very strongly into fourth. At least she claimed some prize money. But she left the impression that she should have won that day, and there's plenty more to come, particularly now she's stepping up to a mile, which is the distance that she was victorious over early on in this season. Although stall 13, in all intents and purposes, doesn't appear to be a very favourable draw at first glance. As I said to you before, I do think actually wide, middle to wide draw nowadays isn't such a bad thing with the cutaway coming into operation down the straight. They tend to swing off of it. And if you're challenging down the middle towards the near side, you might just be in a better advantageous position as you would be going around the inside. So quite a confident vote there to run well. She is Diesel in race number 5. Right, on to my best bet then, coming up in the 7:40 in the shape of Pipes of Peace from the Aidan O'Brien stable. Now, this is a particularly weak maiden, we have to say that straight off the bat. Freema's had quite a few chances, and so has Nivo, and they've got high draws as well. Whereas Pipes of Peace, first of all, has drawn his stall one, so that should give the pilot plenty of wriggle room up the inside to get a lovely ground-saving trip into the first corner. Secondly, this horse has been running consistently well of late. Certainly deserves to get its head in front. And that run last time out here, when behind the 100-rated Massive Central, stands out like a Belisha beacon with regards current all-weather Dundalk form. The time figure of that race is absolutely tremendous. And I do like the way this horse kept on willingly all the way down the straight as well, particularly as he was shoved out on the wing all the way through that race and went outside draw. So he obviously expended quite a bit of energy. Bred to get this trip as well, obviously being by Galileo, and I think he'll improve for it. So there's every chance really tonight that Pipes of Peace, who's one of the workhorses for Aidan O'Brien at home on the gallops, to finally justify his rating of 84. On to the penultimate then, which is a trappy looking mile and a high handicap. It's the first division of, and I'd probably have to go or take a chance here that Linger does his stuff here tonight, because he really should be a good bit better than these, even though we haven't really got a great deal of flat form or indeed all-weather form to go on. He's only run on an all-weather surface, certainly a very good one in the context of this race. You've only got to go back and look what he did that day. He finished fourth beyond Von Blücher and Ennard, two horses that have been rated in the hundreds in their pom. And he's certainly improved quite markedly since he's been running over hurdles of late. Now, I know he was downfield the last time we saw him at the Killarney Festival back in May, but horses such as Swamp Fox and Tigris River also took part in that race. So it just shows you what kind of opponent he was up against on that particular occasion. Prior to that, he finished second in a very good race at Ballinrobe. He likes a decent surface. And the fact that Pat Smullen has been booked a ride for the Shark Hanlon suggest to me that Connections really fancy their chances here tonight. So off a mark of 59, really, to all intents and purposes, this horse should be winning in what is a pretty grisly-looking handicap. On to the final race then. I'm keeping it quite simple for the 8:40 and going with Ben Rumson, who's been a regular on the podcast for the last couple of runs. And he hasn't let us down with victories back in September and October, respectively. On the last occasion, he managed to win over a mile and a quarter, which was the only slight question mark against him. And it just shows you what kind of form he's in, the fact that he managed to win over a distance perhaps short of his best. He was really good over a mile and a half the time before when he beat Crown Pleasure and Six Silver Lane, who were fairly reliable guides with regards to this kind of form. And at 11-4 this morning, that doesn't look a bad price for a horse banging great form, and of course with Colin Keane on board as well. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again on November the 3rd, on Friday evening, when we can take a look at the traditional fair, let's say, at Dundalk on Friday. Thanks very much for listening then, and until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.